Hi, I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge. It's Welcome Wednesday, and I'd like to welcome you to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to participate in the show. On Welcome Wednesdays, I do something special. If you are new to Anchor, call in. I'd like to introduce you to all of my friends. If you favorite my station, I'll call you and we'll do a 5-minute record with friends session so you can introduce yourself and let everyone know what you're doing. Remember, and this is for everyone, if you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More Tech Talk tips coming up. Hello, Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge.
Avi, hello. I so appreciate all your content on here. And my station, as you know, is about energy. And if you are interested in getting away from those algorithms for a little bit, I just invite you to go listen to this conference call that I just posted. It is with a friend of mine. She's in Australia. She is a tantric meditation teacher. And so the energy that we're talking about is of a sexual nature. So it's kind of fun. So I just wanted to alert you that I just published that just in case you wanted to go over there and eavesdrop. I'm not sure how to let people know when I post conference calls like that on Anchor, but there you have it. There's your special invitation to take a little break to the, from the algorithms if you want and have a little side note. Okay, bye. Hope you have a great, great night.
Well, Maria, thank you for spicing it up first thing Wednesday morning here on a Welcome Wednesday. What a great way to welcome all of our listeners. And look, when you're looking to get the word out, what do? You do what you just did. You let people know. You go over to their stations, you call in, and you invite them to listen to your station. You certainly can do that. I don't know if it's always a good idea to be promoting. However, there are great times and places. You know, this is the way I look at it. You give, you give, you give, and then you ask. It's okay to do that every once in a while. You know, you don't want to go to someone's station and promote something and not provide input, support, and things like that. And you always give. So it's always worth it. You earned it, and you get to get a promotion. And I'm also going to post my bulletin board, because the bulletin board is also a helpful idea, and I often repeat my bulletin board, and that gets shared around. The bulletin board is a way to promote something in a comment on a particular segment that you offer, and then you ask people to share it and let people share that around, and then it winds up on their stations so that they can see what other people are doing. And it's just a great way to spread the word through the community. So we're going to check that out. Let me go back and look for that. I normally put that one out on a Friday, but why not? We'll do it midweek. It's been a holiday. We deserve it, right? You earned it. Thanks for calling in, Maria. This is the Ask Avi Bulletin Board. Love for you to have an opportunity to post an event that you might be doing, something you're doing today. Maybe you're doing a live stream. Maybe you're doing something here on Anchor that people should get involved in. Let people know. It would be a great way to be able to post it using our 140-character tweet comment feature. I think it's something that we could pass around. If you want to echo it, you want to share it, it would be terrific. And that way, people will learn about events that are going on that we can't have posted currently in any of the suggested boxes. So why not use a segment with comments that will get a lot of traction? Love for you to share it around. It's part of our Tech Talk tip today, and I'd love for you to do it. So let me know. Type whatever you want. You could even say hello in this comment just to let people know you're around on the weekend. Hope you have a great day. No time to call in? Don't worry about it. Use the new comment feature in your lower left, right next to the play button. You'll see an icon. Just tap on that, offer up your question, and I'll be happy to respond with a shout out and a segment dedicated to the answer to your question. Love to help you. Pick up a delivery service here from your tech concierge.
Hey, Avi K2 here, man. Back at it. Got an observation for you, buddy. I'm getting a lot of people calling. I just had my buddy The Craft with JD call in saying, every time he hits the applause button, he hits the accidental unfavorite button. So in my light of this, what would be a suggestion to help improve that? So my suggestion is the applaud and the favorite are next to each other. What I would do is move the applaud button to the other side. That way, have the comment section on the right side, because if you hit the, you know, applaud button next to the call-in, at least you won't unfavor the station. And you can always, you know, detach the call-in, because you can always end the call-in. But you sometimes, when you hit the unfavorite, you can never get it back. So that's happened to me many times. I think it's a good suggestion.
KT, indeed, man. That's been an ongoing concern, and people have been debating about the placement of the icons. You know, when you're got a user interface, a UI on any app, the designers really need to understand the dynamics of how people use this. Now, if you notice, there's an awful lot of unused space up above the top section border of the screen. So they can be even more separated, because whatever you're going to put next to the favorite button is going to potentially cause a possible conflict, especially for the visually impaired. So what I would do is isolate the favorite button and move it all the way up to the top. Have it independent of anything else you would possibly hit. And the applause should be right down in the bottom, right where it is. You can move it over to the right, keep it right there, and it would not be a conflict. There's still room for other icons that could be moved up to the top as well. And thinking about the possibilities opens up some new buttons, some other things that can be done, and potentially a possibility. No, because once you hit a favorite, how many times you have to hit the favorite again, right? It's a one-shot deal. Get it out of the way. It's not an ongoing used button. The applause is used all the time. And you want to get the buttons that you use frequently in a localized location near the bottom. So your thumb's near there. You can tap with that. You can tap right on the screen and do applause as well, remember. But you want to get anything that is requiring a toggle to be off to the side, up at the top. Get it out of the way of anything else. And I agree with you, my man. Always thinking, always contributing to the community, always improving the app. That's what you're doing, my friend. And thanks for your contribution today. And it's a Welcome Wednesday. You doing the Welcome Wednesday today? Going to invite some new people in, like something you never do? My man, hope you're having a great week. It's Hump Day, Wednesday, Welcome Wednesday. Let's get going. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 10:09 a.m.
Thank you. Okay, Google, what's the date?
It is Wednesday, the 29th of November, 2017.
Avi, it's Dr. Babe. I don't have a question for you right now, but I just wanted to say thank you for all your help this week. I was able to record and post my podcast and do pretty much what I needed to do. It's still a work in progress, but I'll keep listening in and watching the videos. I think I did have a follow-up question after watching one of your videos, but I'm not going to ask it now. I switched gears. I got my TV show, episode one, got emailed to me, so I've been doing some post-production on that and looking for sponsors, and so that's got my attention. So between the podcast and the TV show and work and life, you know, I've stopped doing the technical learning aspect of things, but it's really comforting to know that you're there if I need you and when I need you, because I will. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Babe. Always love when you check in, and I'm glad that things are working out for you here on Anchor and off of Anchor. That's fantastic. Sounds like things are getting back into an order, and you know what? Whenever you need an answer, you know you can hit me up. Looking forward to it. If you ever want to chat about what you are up to and you'd like to expose that to my audience, just hit me up and we'll do a record with friends to the Cayman Islands. How cool would that be? You could spoil me and let me know how great the weather is today, right? That would be fantastic. Look forward to it. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for checking in. My man, Dr. Dan, always has fantastic tips. And you know, he came up with the great idea of Welcome Wednesday. And this is a tip that he's offering up today that will make people feel welcome. People come onto the app, it's like they're coming into a brand new school. If they don't have one friend to show them around, show them the ropes, it's a very lonely experience, right? So you can take it upon yourself to spread the love. Go into the section over on the most far right when you click your home button, and you will see the latest, that list. And Dr. Dan explains it very nicely, and let him do the job. Here he comes.
Hey, Avi, it's John, and I'm actually commenting on Eileen's call in about the date. And she makes a very good point that the app categorizes everything by date automatically. However, it's not searchable. So if I want to go 3 months back, I've got to spin, scroll to get there instead of being able to go in and just punch in a date and then have all of my segments from that date come up. And I think that's where the usefulness of it comes in, is that it can save us time. We don't have to scroll through our archives to find those things. Good point, Eileen. I certainly understand it. And I guess if you don't have too much stuff on the platform, that's easy to do. But I mean, I'm thinking 6 months, a year down the road, that's going to get tough and my thumb's going to wear out.
Indeed, John, you broke the code. That's what we've been begging for a long, long time. Searchable archives. You can imagine, I've been here a year. And to search through that sucker with all the segments that I put out on a daily basis takes absolutely forever. Not to mention that just getting to the date is one thing. Now you got to figure out what those segments mean. Okay, the captions aren't always the greatest, and it's not easy to identify. So that's why we need some type of cross-reference. We need some type of index. And I used to, in version one, keep an anchor logbook in a spreadsheet where I'd keep every one of my segments detailed, and I could do a Boolean search on anything that I've done. And I still have that. And it makes it easy for me to go back to my old version one archives. But I never started to do that here. I just thought by nature that they would make those archives searchable, because they really never had archives on the old version. What they had was just your unlimited station, and you could scroll through and people could listen as far back as they wanted. It wasn't on a 24-hour cycle. But now, with just a 24-hour cycle, everything is going into your archive. You can't search it. You're absolutely right. And they do promise, believe me, the ability to search the archive. They will improve it. And when I say they, I mean the Anchor team, the developers. They're working on that. However, couldn't come too soon. I agree with you, my friend. Have a great day.